The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you haven't already downloaded our mobile app, just text the keyword iPhone or Android to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are.
Now, are you in the state or are you traveling possibly?
No, I am actually, I am traveling, but in the state. I'm on my way down to Columbia this morning.
Okay. Did I see that you were at a Christmas party recently?
I was. I was at the White House. And man, our First Lady did another incredible job with decorating the people's house. And it was just beautiful, breathtaking.
Yep. Isn't that just a great time to be in the White House at Christmas? I've had the honor of being at the White House Christmas party a few times myself, and talk about getting you in the Christmas season and in the Christmas mood.
Oh, I know. Between the band, the Army band that plays, and
yep.
then all the decorations and the gingerbread houses, and one of my favorite things, and I tried to make sure I posted it, was the state tree. You know, they do that tree
right.
In the center room that represents all the states, and they did a great job with having kids do ornaments of, you know, like the state flower, and
right.
They put them on that tree. So I was trying to grab the South Carolina ones, although it is a huge tree. It's got to be 20 feet tall, so it's hard to see if you're missing some of them on top, for sure.
I saw some of the photos that you posted, though, of some of the South Carolina ones from South Carolina. So, and you're right, that tree takes up that whole room, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It's just beautiful, and it's such an honor to be asked and to be there. And so, it was kind of a little bit bittersweet,
yep.
Thinking that if something doesn't turn around. Obviously, this will be the last year
yep.
that I will be invited to attend.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence, we're told, will be getting the COVID vaccine tomorrow. They're going to do sort of a public type thing there at the White House just to demonstrate that they feel that it's safe. Can you give us an update on how things are going in South Carolina as far as the supply of the vaccination? I know that we started doing that this week.
Yes, it went very well. You know, last week when we talked, I was getting ready to meet with the Vice President, Secretary Azar, and Governor Henry McMaster to talk about our deployment. We had Dr. Trexler with DHEC, and we had Dr. Osterman with Prisma Health, and we were ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, the governor was very deliberate as he's been through this whole pandemic, is making sure that we stood ready with all the information that we had at the time. And we did. We were anticipating a vaccine that would have to be kept very cold. And we were prepared and ready. And as Dr. Osterman said, the vaccines, once they hit South Carolina, won't be sitting anywhere for more than 24 hours. And that is held true. As soon as they hit the ground, we are starting on our list of people. I'm very proud of what the Vice President and the Second Lady are doing because, the Democrats did a real disservice when they started talking about the vaccine as the Trump vaccine and how they wouldn't feel confident taking it.
Sure.
Operation Warp Speed cut regulation. You know, those things that cause business owners to pull their hair out that don't make good sense sometimes. It's what the governor has been trying to get rid of in this state and what the president has been getting rid of across the country. But not one safety precaution has been shortchanged during this process. And we've heard that over and over again. And
yep.
So I think that you lead by example, and the vice president is an amazing leader. And so I'm glad to see what he's doing.
Yep. Any chance, Lieutenant Governor, that you and the governor will possibly do something similar in the state to show South Carolinians that it's safe as well?
Well, you know, right now we kind of have a list of how this will be distributed. Yep. And we want to make sure that we are hitting the most vulnerable first. We want to make sure we're taking care of our healthcare workers. And so I have not heard that we would do something like that. I would much rather see people in a nursing home facility that are extremely at risk get it before me.
Sure.
And I will be happy to be talking about it as I always do and talking about what a great job Operation Warp Speed did with delivering a vaccine without cutting corners on safety.
Sure. Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett. Now, next week is Christmas week, and Tommy and I will not be here, so we will miss joining you next week. So I guess I need to go ahead and say Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Well, thank you so much. And Joey, Merry Christmas to you and your family and Tommy and his and all the people that listen to your show every week. You know, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And we remember the reason for this season is the birth of the Christ child. And to reflect on this has been a crazy year, but that God is always in control and God is always watching out for us. And so I hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. And I can't wait to talk to you again in 2 weeks.
There you go. Yes, have a Merry Christmas. And thank you for always checking in with us. I very much appreciate your time each week.